Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time, as always, on a Wednesday. The ACCC, they don't want Aussies in regional Australia, hang on a second, to get a better mobile deal. We need to get a better mobile deal, do we?
I think you do. Look, I think people listening to this who have only one option, and that's Telstra, should know that there are millions of people in Australia who have multiple options. So according to the ACCC, it's 4.4 million people who are essentially Telstra customers, and that's because there's no other telco to choose from.
Yeah.
Now, the ACCC is investigating Telstra and TPG, which is Vodafone, because they've asked to join forces. They're not merging, but they're going to share a bit. So in city areas, Telstra is going to use some spectrum and get better 5G.
Yep.
In country areas, Vodafone customers are going to be able to use the Telstra network. Without paying extra, they'll just roam like you do when you're overseas, but onto the Telstra network. Now, this is a huge deal for consumers, and I think the ACCC should simply rubber stamp this. But for some reason, their preliminary findings don't seem positive. And I'm encouraging people to make a submission. I did this. I made a submission. You send an email. You tell them what you think. And I think if the ACCC heard from hundreds, if not thousands of locals saying, do you know what, I'm not definitely going to change, but I do want the option to have other carriers. I want other plans. I want more choice. I want competition, which is what the ACCC stands for. So I think if people would get up, send an email to the ACCC and actually tell them what they think, I think we might get the ACCC to understand that the people want competition. And that's the best thing that we can have in the bush.
I must say, I was a Vodafone customer prior to moving up here, and then I changed over to Telstra because of that particular reason. And you mentioned there about the cost and not going up. Do you think that will be the case, that Vodafone might say, well, hang on a second, your bill's going to be an extra dollar?
Look, it may be that Vodafone tweaks their plans, but it's not going to be ridiculous. And right now, if you compare just Vodafone to Telstra, Vodafone's vastly cheaper. But forget that. Forget Vodafone. Let's go to Kogan. Kogan operates on the Vodafone network, and they too will be able to use this roaming. So with Kogan, you can get $120 for a year for 120 gigabytes of data. That's unbelievable value. And that's the value that I want people to have access to. I'm not saying everyone needs to change. Do what you like. But I want everyone to have the choice that millions of Australians have in metro areas. That should be available in the bush too. So I'm encouraging people, and I've put the email address and everything you need to do up on EFTM.com. Just have your say, because these are bureaucrats doing their job and doing a detailed research. But the more people they hear from, I think the better chance we've got that they'll understand that we want competition and we want choice in the market.
Trevor Long is the editor for EFTM.com. Yeah, you can find out further details on Trevor's website. German airline bans Apple AirTags. What are they worried about?
They reckon they're like batteries or laptops, where they're emitting electro waves, and they're dangerous. It's crazy. They're size of a 20-cent piece. And the only real reason I can see here is that they don't want customers knowing where their bags are. Airlines lose bags, and Lufthansa is also pretty good at it. So they don't want people knowing when they land that their bag's not coming. So it's a ridiculous decision. I think that no other airline will follow, and hopefully they overturn it. But if you fly to Germany, brush Lufthansa.
So is that the only airline that's looking at that? Everyone else has said,
that's,
hey, these things are fine.
That's the only one we know of that's made that decision.
And finally, Trevor, negative photos. They seem to be hidden away in the back corner somewhere. I've most recently found some in the back of the shed because we're all digital now, aren't we? But it looks like Kodak Slide and Scan could create these negatives into digital photos.
It's awesome. Turning a negative into a positive.
You've worked on that one all week.
It's so good. This thing cost about $300. I bought it on Amazon. I've put a link again up at EFTM.com. But here's the thing. Once you've scanned all of your negatives, and it's easy, you slide it in, you press a button, it's saved. It's brilliant. Then you can sell it to someone else because someone else has got negatives. So create a bit of a circular economy here where you don't need to own this thing forever, because once you've scanned your slides, your negatives, it's done. And you can put them on your phone, in the cloud, wherever you want them to be. It's so easy to use. It's a great little product, under $300 on Amazon. It's called the Kodak Slide and Scan.
All right, you can find out further details at EFTM.com. Trevor, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Cheers, mate.
That is Trevor Long, the editor for EFTM.com, joining us on 1332 4BU.